Herbicide resistance is not a fun topic to talk about, but something that we need to stay up to date on. And that's why today we're going to discuss a new type of herbicide resistance in Palmer amaranth. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. And the latest resistance to be confirmed by K-State is a population of Palmer amaranth that is resistant to 2,4-D. This is a population that's being found in Riley County. Now, additional resistance in Palmer amaranth is concerning because, well, it's just really a challenging weed. Palmer amaranth is very competitive. It has a rapid growth pattern and emerges for a long period, generally from May until we get a frost. In addition, in Kansas, Palmer amaranth has had resistance that's already been confirmed to ALS herbicides, to atrazine, to glyphosate, and to HPPD herbicides. Now, those HPPD herbicides include Callisto, Husky, and Armazon. So as you can tell, we're getting fewer and fewer herbicide tools in our toolbox. So let me tell you a little about how this population of Palmer was tested for resistance to 2,4-D. First, 2,4-D was applied to the field where the Palmer were getting harder and harder to control in the last few years. The 2,4-D was applied at a half a pound of AE per acre, which was the normal field rate. Let me tell you just a little about how this Palmer population was tested for resistance to 2,4-D. First, 2,4-D was applied to the field where the Palmer amaranth was getting harder and harder to control in the last few years. The 2,4-D was applied at a half a pound of acid equivalent per acre, which is the normal field use rate. Then the plant survived. Then the plants that survived that application in the field were dug up and taken into the greenhouse to produce seed. Those seeds from those survivor plants were then planted and seedlings were grown. The Palmer amaranth seedlings were treated with 2,4-D rates ranging from a quarter of the field use rate to 16 times the field use rate. And then all those plants were rated for how well they were controlled. At 21 days after treatment, there were plants that survived the 16x treatment, and the population showed an 8 to 10-fold resistance to 2,4-D. And yes, I think that's just as scary as you do. Now, the additional seeds were also planted to see how they responded to a dicamba application. This is because 2,4-D and dicamba are both growth regulator herbicides, and we're still pretty early in this testing on campus in Manhattan. However, when the seedlings were treated with a field use rate of a half a pound of acid equivalent per acre of dicamba, 81% of the seedlings survived. That's a little concerning, but maybe not completely surprising. There is ongoing testing to check for other types of cross resistance in this Palmer amaranth population. Now, I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to scare you with this information. I just want you to be aware and have this stored in the back of your mind. It doesn't mean that we can't use growth regulator herbicides. It just means that we shouldn't rely solely on them to control our Palmer amaranth. And especially if we start to see the same type of resistance that's being found in eastern Kansas show up here in western Kansas. Now, I think it's also important for you guys to know the situation that this resistance was developed in. This population was found in a long-term conservation tillage study on the agronomy farm south of Manhattan. This study was initiated over 45 years ago to study tillage systems and crop rotations. This Palmer amaranth population was found in the continuous no-till grain sorghum plots. Now, these plots have relied really heavily on herbicides for weed control for all of that time, and these plots have relied solely on herbicides for weed control for all of that time, and as you know, in your fields, 2,4-D and atrazine are big parts of that herbicide program. These types of monocropping or no rotation systems are the perfect scenario for developing herbicide resistance. But these plots were established many years ago to compare those different cropping systems prior to the time when we were thinking about herbicide resisting being These types of monocropping or no crop rotation systems are the perfect scenario to develop herbicide resistance. These plots were established many, many years ago to compare the different cropping systems prior to a time when herbicide resistance was really much of a concern. This example further demonstrates the importance of a diversified crop rotation and weed control program utilizing multiple effective herbicide sites of action throughout the time and throughout the crop rotation. If you'd like to see pictures of how these Palmer amaranth plants responded to the 2,4-D and dicamba applications, please check out my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I have an article posted there with the pictures and the details. Again, that's www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any questions on this, please get a hold of me at the K-State Extension offices in Sharon Springs, St. Francis, or Goodland. You can also find me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby and follow what I'm finding out in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.